Steve Gruber is America's voice.
All right, we're always looking for something different on television. If you have kids, yeah, if you're like me, you turn on the TV, man, you're afraid to turn on the TV sometimes because you don't know what's going to come out. You don't know what kind of indoctrination is headed your way. Degrading the country, degrading the morals, degrading the foundation, all sorts of things going on in today's television you want to be careful of. Joining me now is Jeremy Johnson, the creator of J-House Vlogs, a family-friendly YouTube channel that has over 2 million subscribers. Jeremy, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Good to have you back. I know in the break we discussed the fact that I have kids. You have five, I think you said. And, was that part of the driving force behind you saying, hey, we need to find something that I can actually trust my kids can watch without having me lord over their shoulders?
Yeah, my wife and I definitely felt like a lot of what was on TV was showing kids being disrespectful to parents, or children seemed to always be fighting, and there just wasn't the type of content that we were looking for. And that was a big factor when I went to my wife, you know.
All right, we're going to have a little chat with Jeremy there.
About putting that kind of stuff out, but she's an introvert.
I see that.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We had a little glitch in your phone line there. That's all right. But your wife and yourself and five kids said, listen, we have to have something here that we can trust for our kids to enjoy. So you created this, and 2 million subscribers, I mean, that's a big accomplishment.
We feel really blessed. I mean, you know, it definitely didn't start that way. During the first year, it was very small. During the next year, it was very small. And it was something that began to grow over time as more and more families said, this is something that we want our kids to be able to watch, is just a family interacting. And we share the things we're learning as a family together. We share our faith, and we're trying to put out content that is uplifting and inspiring.
So it's about your J-House Vlogs. And are there specific storylines? Do you write scripts going in, or is it just kind of, here's what's going on today, and you just kind of follow through? Is it a day in the life, or what is it?
Yeah, it's day in the life. So it's just documentary style of everyday things. And with having five kids and, you know, seeing a child for the first time learn to ride their bike can be really exciting. Or when they open, you know, their Christmas presents, or even regular things like my wife and I have gone to marriage counseling, or there have been struggles with anxiety and depression. And we're just honestly and openly talking about what's going on in our family life.
All right. So tell me about some of those things that you share. I mean, that's kind of I don't know if I would be comfortable opening up and say, hey, here it is. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. Just put it out there for all to see. In front of God and everybody, but you and your wife and your kids do this. Did you have to convince your wife of this, or is she all in?
Yeah, my wife was very concerned about it at first. She's an introvert, and she's very private. And so when I first went to her about the idea, she said, no way. And it took about 6 months of talking to her about it. You know, I initially wanted to go into filmmaking, and I had been working at a motion picture studio in college, but I saw that I was just a cog in a big wheel, and the ability to inspire or teach the values that I cared about was not going to be a real possibility in traditional media. And so when this came along, I went to her and just said, look, I think this is a real possibility where we could put good into the world,
right,
and it could be a business. And at that time, I was an attorney, and I was working at a law firm and gone most of the day. Eventually, I convinced my wife to pray about it. Faith is a big part of our life and a big part of our family. And through prayerful consideration, she said, you know, let's do put goodness into the world. Let's do be vulnerable and, you know, try to share some light in this world.
All right. So you're doing that, and you and your wife are putting this forward, and you've got 2 million subscribers now, more than 2 billion views of your YouTube channel. And then one day the government steps in and says, wait a second, what are you guys doing over here? And you said they put forth ambiguous rules, unusual regulations, and all for the protection of the children, they said. And so today, you live in Puerto Rico, but you're in D.C. today to deal with this. So what happened? What happened to your family-friendly little get-together on TV?
Well, you know, we've loved making the documentary-style videos, but we also wanted to transition into making a channel specifically for kids where, you know, we were kind of following the example of Fred Rogers, where we wanted to be able to talk to kids, teach them, and inspire. So we started J-House Jr. We were getting ready to launch it. We had a whole team to make this content for kids. But then in September, the FTC came out and announced that they are now going to apply a law called COPPA, which is the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, specifically to YouTubers, and that we would be held strictly liable. And that meant that we were facing potential fines of $42,000 per video.
Why?
If we didn't shut off the monetization on our videos. You know, on YouTube, when you get on, the way that there's able to be free content available for anybody to watch is because of the ads that are run. And so typically before a video is watched, there's a 5-second ad. And if parents want, they can get YouTube Premium. That's what we do, where, you know, I just pay a subscription fee and then there's no ads. Or if parents want, they can do YouTube Kids, which eliminates any personalized ads for children.
Right.
But, you know, the FTC said that's not good enough. We're going to just say any videos that are child directed. And again, that's where the ambiguity comes in. You know, what is or is not child directed, but any videos that are child directed, you have to turn off that those personalized ads, which is for any YouTuber, their primary monetization stream from YouTube.
So they're trying to strangle you financially. Do you think this is personally directed at you, or is it others? Is it across the board? Is it equally applied, is what I'm asking. Is it equally applied?
That the FTC has good intentions, and I've had the chance to meet with them. Yeah, I think that it can be equally applied. There are concerns, though, that in the enforcement, it can be arbitrary because of, think of how many YouTubers there are. And so I've had creators reach out to me who maybe do specifically crafting channels, you know, and they're saying, look, I make crafting videos for a general audience, but the colors and the things that we're making may be attractive to 12-year-old girls. And so are we going to get hit? Or the fact that I have small children makes me more of a target because we feature our children in the videos. So does that make it more child directed than maybe an adult who is making content specifically for kids? And so that can come up as a concern of, is this going to be even handed? And anytime the government is starting to regulate based on the nature of the content, you run into all kinds of problems.
Makes me wonder,
and
Jeremy.
One of the big concerns.
It makes me wonder if you put out Sunday school, you know, for kids, if that would be, you know, suspect and not allowed. Go on.
Yeah, we definitely have had concerns about that because we do talk about our faith. And there have been times where we've seen, you know, regulation or things happen where we were like, well, wow, all of our Christmas videos got impacted, or our video about our son's baptism got impacted. And so you do get nervous when people are starting to make those decisions. How are they going to make it fair? That's always a big concern.
Right. So you're in Washington today. You're going to meet with, you know, some lawmakers, some rulemakers, and figure out where it goes from here. Any idea what happens next? Does Jay House Jr. get off the ground, Jeremy, or is it? Are you not sure yet?
Well, at this point, we completely shut down production of it because the FTC entered a settlement with YouTube saying we have to, coming January 1st, shut off the personalized ads on any child-directed content. So Jay House Jr. isn't going to happen. And we're trying to explain this to the FTC and say, look, your regulation and what you're doing here is going to shut down
all
quality family-friendly creators.
Yeah, a lot of
exactly.
Family-friendly content
and
going away. We got to leave it right there, Jeremy.
And then the bigger
conversation. We'll have to have you back. But a good conversation. I wish you well there. I think family-friendly content is extremely important. Jeremy Johnson, creator of Jay House Vlogs. Hopefully someday Jay House Jr. Jeremy, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers, and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.